Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Donald Trump is now publicly making firm plans for his first 100 days as US president after his final rival in the race for the Republican nomination dropped out. Yesterday, of course, Ted Cruz went. We covered that. Today, it was the Ohio governor, John Kasich, who quit the race, clearing the way for Mr. Trump to become the Republican standard bearer this November. Of course, the Democrats have other ideas, but Trump's now planning his presidency. And within 3 months of his election, a wall between the US and Mexico will have been designed and a ban on Muslims entering the country will be in force. This is Trump, full force. Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks reports.
Governor John Kasich of Ohio was the last man standing between Donald Trump and the Republican Party's presidential nomination. And then on Wednesday evening, like Senator Ted Cruz before him, he bowed to the inevitable.
As I suspend my campaign today, I have renewed faith, deeper faith, that the Lord will show me the way forward and fulfill the purpose of my life.
That cleared the way for Donald Trump to become the only Republican seeking the presidency, and therefore the man whose name will be on the ballot this November. It was a dizzying day in U.S. politics, one that saw the Republican Party chairman Reince Priebus race to television studios to urge Republicans to rally round the winner.
We need time to unify, and we will unify, but this is what today starts, which is this unification process.
But Mr. Priebus knows this has been no ordinary primary contest, and the blood that has been spilled on the Republican carpet over the last few months is deep and may prove indelible. Several prominent figures within the party say they won't ever endorse Donald Trump for the presidency, and some are planning to boycott the Republican convention this summer. Mr. Trump, who increasingly is trying to sound presidential, told Fox News that he's beginning to weigh up possible running mates.
I'm considering a lot of people, to be honest, and I'll let you guys know, but I really am. I'm considering a lot of people, and we want to have great at every level, whether it's VP or anything else. We want greatness.
And greatness, he pledged, will be achieved in Washington within the first 100 days of his presidency. He told the New York Times that if elected, he'll go on a charm offensive with congressional leaders, approve the design for the wall that he wants to build between the U.S. and Mexico, implement a ban on Muslims entering the country, and begin an audit of the U.S. Federal Reserve. Acknowledging those ideas might unsettle people, he said things will be fine and insisted he's not seeking the presidency simply to create instability for the country. For Checkpoint, I'm Simon Marks in Washington.
Meanwhile, the Rolling Stones have told Donald Trump to stop using their music for his campaign after effectively sealing the Republican nomination, as you just heard Simon saying. Mr. Trump played the Stones' hit Start Me Up as he left the stage following his victory speech. The Stones aren't happy, John Russell reports.
The Rolling Stones told Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump on Wednesday to stop using the band's music for his campaign. A band spokesperson said in a statement that the Rolling Stones have never given permission to the Trump campaign to use their songs and have requested that they cease all use immediately.
Thank you very much.
Trump used the band's Start Me Up while at a rally in New York on Tuesday, blasting the tune before he reached the podium and again immediately after the speech. A representative for Trump's campaign didn't respond to a request for comment on Wednesday. The Rolling Stones are not alone. Other artists have asked the candidate to stop using their music, including Adele and REM.